Now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Mayor Shows Them How. A spring day in Cincinnati, Ohio. A time of the sound of baseball in the air. And the sound of kids practicing. Sparky's team getting ready for the big game, the opening game this Saturday. Mayor Plumfront and I said we'd go along with Sparky up to the Cheviot Fieldhouse baseball diamond and just observe their practice, see how they were coming along. The mayor said that he'd teach the pitchers how to pitch and the batters how to bat.
And, Mayor Plumfront, will you teach the pitchers on our team how to throw some of those famous curves that you used to pitch when you were a big league baseball star?
Oh, I'm telling you, lad, when I finish coaching the pitchers on your baseball team, nobody will be able to hit anything they throw.
What do you mean, Mayor? The boys won't be able to throw the ball over the plate when they pitch?
Now, listen here, Buster. When I was a big league pitcher, I was known for my pinpoint control. I could thread a needle when I pitched.
Well, Mayor, we don't want our pitchers to thread any needles. We just want them to be able to strike out the batters.
Well, that's what they'll be able to do, lad. Oh, I'm telling you, lad, back in 1919 when I was in the big leagues, the name of Plumfront was the most feared name in organized baseball.
Were you really that good a pitcher, Mayor?
That good? Why, lad, when I pitched, records fell by the wayside left and right. Why, I struck out more batters in one day than any other pitcher in the game. Never forget the day I struck out 36 batters. 36.
36 batters?
Yep.
Howie, that's sure a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, it's more than a lot of strikeouts.
Now, just what do you mean by that remark, Bucky?
Well, you say you struck out 36 batters.
That's right.
It so happens in an ordinary game of baseball, the pitcher usually only faces 27 batters. That is, batters who make outs.
Well, no, listen, Buster. I said I struck out 36 batters in one day.
What?
Not one game, one day. I pitched a doubleheader that day, the day I struck out 36 batters.
Oh.
Yes.
I see.
Well,
36, huh?
That's right. There's a field house here.
Yeah, I see the baseball diamond. Sparky, I tell you what. Looks like most of the kids are already here, ready to practice. You get out for a while. And the mayor and I will bring the bats and balls and things. You go on and tell the kids that we're on our way, okay?
Yeah, okay, Big John. Okay.
How come you brought up the subject of the 36 batters, Big John?
I didn't bring it up. You're the one that brought it up.
Well, I know, but I mean, when I laid it out there, why did you let it lay there and bleed? You almost had me hung there.
Yes, well, you almost hung yourself. That's all right, Sparky understands.
Yeah, that's just what I think the problem is. Well, let's move along here.
Hey, Mayor Plumfront. Come over here a minute by
an
Maxie Fenster, will you?
Yeah, looks like the lad wants us over there by the water fountain, Buster.
Well, let's go. As you know, Maxie Fenster is the star pitcher of Sparky's baseball team, and I guess that he wants you to show Maxie how to throw some curves.
Ooh, yeah, I'm telling you, just wait till I get finished with these here kids. You'll see some real pitching there.
Mayor, Maxie here is going to pitch our first game of the season Saturday afternoon against the Richter Concrete Blockbuster.
Oh, I see.
How about showing Maxie how you throw your famous curve?
Oh, my famous curve. Well, lad, which one? You know, I had a regular assortment of curves that I threw. All of them was famous there.
Well, which one was the most famous?
Well, I guess that my most famous curveball was the one that sort of wobbled sideways as it came in toward the batter, and then when it got about 4 feet from home plate, it kind of dipped down and in toward the right-hand batter, and then when it got about a foot away from the plate, maybe 10 inches or so, it curved away again and up a little bit.
Boy, that sounds like some pitch.
Oh, it was. Yeah. What do you think of that pitch there, Maxie? Like to learn that? What's the matter with him?
Maxie's got rose fever, Mayor.
Oh.
Show Maxie how to throw that pitch.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. Hand me the ball there, Maxie, and I'll show you how to grip it when you throw your famous wobbling doodle ball. That's what I always called it.
Excuse me, Sparky. You can get out of the way there. I want to watch this. Now, how do you grip the ball, Mayor?
Well, first, fellas, you take a hold of the ball something like this, and you bend your little finger and the one next to it so as that the ball is sitting on top of the nails of them two fingers, see? Got that so far, Maxie? Yeah. Then you spread your other two fingers and your thumb wide apart, and you hold the ball loose, see, like this here. You got that, Maxie? Then you, You got me doing it now, Max.
Maybe you got roast fever too, Mayor.
Well, I usually do get it every year. But I wasn't thinking about it until Maxie reminded me of it. Well, anyway, you understand now how to hold a ball, don't you, Maxie? Okay. Now, when you throw the ball, you twist your hand in towards you like this, you see. See that, Maxie? You go like that. See how I twisted my hand? Just like this. And whilst you're twisting your hand like that, you let go of the ball and you let it fly towards the batter. Have you got that, Maxie? Oh, Maxie, for goodness sakes. Here, take my handkerchief here and blow your nose. There. Well, now, Maxie, how about getting out there on the pitcher's mound whilst I take this here bat? You can pitch me a few. That's the best way I can tell whether or not you're throwing my wobbling doodle ball.
I'll catch. Big John, you stand behind me and be the umpire. We'll do this like a regular baseball game.
All right.
You call the balls and strikes, okay, Big John?
Well, you won't get a chance to call any strikes, Buster. If Maxie puts the ball anywhere near the plate, I'll smash that ball out over the outfielder's head.
That's all right. I'll umpire just the same. And when I do, no squawks, please, Mayor.
Yeah, don't worry.
Hey, guys.
I'm feeling
worried
about this.
Mayor Plunk's going to bat. He just showed Maxie how to throw a new kind of a curve, and he wants to see if Maxie knows how to throw it. So all you guys get in your position.
Yeah, now you outfielders, move way out there. I'm going to power this here, Pill. See, Big John, I forgot to tell you, I was the only batter in either league who could hit the wobbling doodle ball. I was also a star batter in my days, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah. Ooh. Rose fevers. Wish they hadn't even thought of it. We set?
Yeah, I am. Sparky?
Here, Globby. Take my glove and go out there and play third base. I'll take your catches, Glove and Catch. I want to see how good Maxie can throw Mayor Plumfront's new curveball. Okay? Y'all set, Maxie? You ready, Mayor?
Yeah, I'm all set. Okay, just throw that old ball right in here, Maxie, and watch me slam this here ball over the outfielder's head, Big John. Hey, Rabbit Ears McKeister, you out there in center field, move back. Move way back there. You two out there in left field. Left fielder, move. Who is that out there in left field there?
Left field? That's Oswald
Hossenpepper. Oh, Osh.
All right, Maxie, old kid, put the old ball right in there. Okay, Maxie, right in there, Maxie, old boy. Just put her in there right down the old alley. I got Mayor, and here she comes.
And here she goes.
Hey, boy, you swing like an old rusty gate, Mayor.
Oh, my goodness, what happened there?
That's strike one.
You missed it, that's what happened. You missed it a mile. Come on, Maxie, throw another one in here just like that one. Strike him out, Maxie.
No pitcher alive can make old Plum Front miss two pitches in a row.
Well, here comes Mayor. This is his pitcher.
All right, watch this, now, lad. Oh, but
what's the matter, Mayor?
That's strike two, Mayor.
I know it. Well, what do you think of that, Big John? How about that? Didn't I tell you I'd teach Maxie how to throw the most baffling curve in baseball? Oh, I tell you, that's throwing it so good, even I can't hit it.
You sure this isn't the fact that you just can't bat, Mayor?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I tell you what, let me get out there on the pitcher's mound. I'll pitch. Nobody will hit the ball. Who wants to bat? Bat? Where's the batter here?
Wait a minute. Let me bat.
I want to
see if I can hit Mayor
Plumfront's curves. Okay, lad. Pick up the bat. Give that catcher's mitt to Big John. Hope it don't sting your hand too much when I pitch to you, Buster.
Don't worry about stinging my hand, Mayor. Just throw the ball in here.
Yeah, just throw that old ball in here, Mayor. Let me take a swing at it.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get, lad. And that's all you're going to get, too, is a swing. It's not going to come anywhere near as hitting it. Here she comes. Look out.
Right down the old groove, Sparky. Go ahead, swing.
Okay, here goes.
Atta boy! Let's get it, Selena.
Hey, what's that?
Hey. Slug. Hey, Mayor, what do you have to say about that? Well, Sparky really laid into that. He's no dead with the willow, would you say?
Yeah, Mayor, I thought you said nobody could hit your wobbly doodle ball. Hey, Mayor. Hey, where are you going? Hey, aren't you going to help us practice?
I just remembered, lad, I got an important meeting up at the city hall. There's a special council meeting this afternoon.
Hey, Mayor. You told me when we started out that you didn't have a thing to do today. Hey, you're not leaving because you're afraid the kids will show you up, are you?
Now, listen here, Buster. I ain't no such thing. The reason I couldn't hit the ball when Maxie pitched it to me was